be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Welcome back to Hackberry House, a podcast devoted to the Word of God and the persecuted church in North Korea. My name is Bob. This is podcast number 353. It is December 23, 2015. Well, they're on my bus every day. Every day. I see their moms and their dads and their grandparents. Many of the women covering their faces. All of them covering their heads. Covering their whole body. It's not all that bad a thing that I see. I kind of like that. I wish American people, women in particular, would learn how to cover themselves a little better than they do. Not necessarily to that extreme. Anyway, I'm seeing loving, caring family members who want the best for their very beautiful children. I'm a school bus driver now. Retired school teacher in Chicagoland. That seemed to be a natural kind of job for a person who needed still to do something, right? And yes, I see these Muslims every day. They're everywhere in Chicago, I guess you can imagine. Their dress seems strange to us, but in many cases is more like the biblical norm than some of our loose-living Westerners who will expose most anything these days. Well, I watch them go into their mosques, not while I'm driving the bus, but at other times. I get very jealous for their souls about that time. I'd love to see the kind of enthusiasm I'm seeing among Muslims, especially men. I'd like to see that in the men of my church and the church in general. I see dads and granddads and little boys, too, walking hand in hand to what they believe is the house of God. Such zeal, such commitment, such consistency. And my heart hurts over it. Perhaps yours does too. I hope it does. I've been known to address these men as they come out from their meeting. I tell them of the love of Jesus right there on the street. I tell them how Jesus will give them rest in their souls, and many of them scratch their heads and say, What do you mean? We're not tired. And as a united front, they are consistently against, or even very against, my message. One of them was in my face telling me that, I don't know what he was telling me, he was just letting me know he was very angry about what I was doing, and I asked him, what are you so angry about? And he said, hey, we're hot-blooded. That's how we are. You guys are cold-blooded. He didn't know about my Italian background, and I didn't tell him right then. Yeah, like you, I picture that these men would all welcome a caliphate as is being formed in the Middle East right now, and some would like to see all over the world. I think a lot of the people that I'm seeing out there would like that. Although many Muslims are against other Muslims, too. So I'm not sure which brand name I'm seeing as I look at these particular Muslims. It could be that they want a separate caliphate than the one that's being formed right now in the Middle East. They're on various levels of understanding of their holy book. Does that ring a bell? They're on various levels of understanding of their holy book. But I imagine they would smile just a little bit inwardly or even outwardly if suddenly or even after a prolonged struggle, Islam were the only religion allowed in the United States. See, that's pretty far-fetched. Well, it was pretty far-fetched in England not too long ago and other portions of Europe. You know, the Roman Catholics and the Muslims fought it out many years ago. Many, many years ago. I'm sorry, I don't know my history that specifically, but some of you do. And we, that is the Europeans, stopped them from coming into Europe. And that was like the end of it, it seemed like. You guys stay over there in the Middle East and Africa and wherever you're going to stay, and Europe belongs to the, quote, Christians, or in that case, Catholics. Well, that's all just done. You can forget those boundaries. That doesn't work anymore. You've gotten it in your mind since you were a child that that's how it is, but it's not that way anymore. The Muslims are here. The Muslims are everywhere. And they won't be, some of them won't be totally content until they are totally in control of every nation on earth. That's what many of them want. And as I said, even the ones who say they don't want that now probably wouldn't be too unhappy about it if it ever happened. At least that's what I understand when I watch the news. And then I wonder, how close to the Christian mindset are these Muslims? Are they all inward fanatics? Do they all really care that much? Do you think every Muslim cares about all this? Or are they just coming here because they needed a nicer place to live? I got to believe that that's true of many of them. Why not? I mean, if you could live over there and then live over here and see the difference. Now, I know some of them come from rich places. That makes you wonder why some of them come. Then you know it has to be political or world domination. But others wouldn't be surprised if they're just here because it's free. And maybe they weren't all that committed to the religion of their youth. Or they are... they're worlds apart from our beliefs, don't get me wrong here. I'm talking about mindset. I mean, Jesus is God, but their Jesus is a prophet only. That's a big difference. I mean, once you know that, you know why you can never be a Muslim if you're truly a Christian. Nor can you relate to them, nor can you fellowship with them in any deep way. I didn't say you have to hate them or unfriend them. You can be their friend, but with the idea of bringing them to Christ. That's why we live, is to bring people to Christ, isn't it? You're not just going to be their friend because you're afraid of them, and because they'll kill you anyway if you're still going to cling to something Christian and they become world powers. You'll be gone anyway. So don't operate out of fear. Their God is a neutered, distant, stern descendant, at least in name, of the old pagan moon god. Allah was the moon god. You can read about that on another paper and a message that I put on sermon audio. Their book is Quran. Their example is Muhammad. Our book is the Bible. Our example and personal friend is the Son of God himself. We are worlds apart. Worlds apart. But mindset? Attitude? Do I assume correctly that there are in Islam, as in those professing, not possessing, Christ, a huge number of Muslim in name only folks? Well, I would think so. Many more who are, like in Christendom, very, very lukewarm. Now, that's where we can relate to these people. We have our fanatics. We have our lukewarm, we have our just kind of casual hanging on for whatever reasons. Are there those, like the vast number of so-called Christians, who love a good ritual from time to time, maybe even every week, but who never live in the spirit of their religion? In our case, that would be the Holy Spirit of God. We're being made aware more and more that there's an element of Islam that is radical and dangerous and ugly, ready to take over the world by any means necessary. But that the vast number of Muslims are peace-loving sheep. They just want to survive and even prosper in a land of freedom, and let's admit it, a land of wealth. Both groups. Here's the problem, and this is where the confusion has come, and all the arguing and deceit. Both groups can prove their point by Quran. Now that sounds familiar too, doesn't it? Two sides of a theological point being pulled out of the same holy book. We've been doing that for years. Is it free will or predestination? Let me show you my scriptures. No, let me show you my scriptures. I just got done with a study like that. And both sides are locked in, proving to you their point by the same holy book. Is it pre-trib or post-trib? How about sprinkled or immersed? And all of that, and oh, so many more contradictory points, we think, out of the same Bible. Now, I'm not suggesting that all those different points are true, only that some people find a truth on the other side, often to their own spiritual loss, I would have to say. So we must allow that Muslims do the same. Yeah, radical jihad and peaceful Islam, George Bush style, they're all in the same Quran. They are. They're not lying about this. This is the problem. This is what people don't understand on the media. No matter which side, if you listen to talk radio, you hear about jihad. And these Muslims, they're all jihadists. They really want to, but they're all peace loving. They're not all anything. They're a mix, just like we're a mix. The one side is given to a zeal for worldwide Islam, and they use their holy book to prove that they are to behead all infidels. Kill them. And I can show you the scriptures, and I will, and that's what I want to do. Not scriptures, but the passages from the Quran. The other side, for their own purposes, uses the same book to prove that we're to live at peace with our neighbors. But, and this is so crucial, those statements that prove both sides are surely in the Quran, the key to both sides is context. I wish we could get Christians to understand this about the Bible. The key to everything, doctrinally speaking, is context. Pick up the Bible. If you're not a Christian, you pick up the Bible and you turn to the Old Testament, even the Psalms, and you're going to find killing being approved of, killing people, whole nations being wiped out and nobody crying over it. It's God's will, Old Testament. Pick up the New Testament, you'll see some different things, won't you? And yet they're both true in context. They're both true. And we need to know, as Christians, what is the today truth, the present truth for us. Well, we know where that is. I think most of you do. I certainly hope so. Islam has both things in the Quran, but there is a present truth. And then there's that other truth. As in the Holy Book, it really does matter who said something, why he said it, when he said it, where he said it, and for what reason he said it. It's all important. It's called context. If you don't understand the context of what you're reading, you're going to make a mistake every time. Two contradictory statements are not both true, period. Search the context and you find the truth about a matter. Let's take a look at the context of the Quranic war statements and peace statements and see which of the current Muslims in the world today is living according to his faith and which is hiding behind an outdated text. I'm going to refer you now, and I hope you copy this down, to the work of an Egyptian Christian. He was raised speaking the Arabic language. He's given us, in English, a translation of the Quran. Now, if you have Muslim friends, they're not going to love this translation. It's very literal. Some will say it's not the best translation. And every translation out there, just about all of them, are criticized by one Muslim or another. The scholars don't like anything and they don't like except their own. Of course, it'd be like King James people saying everything else is no good, you know, and they have the same thing in Islam too. So I'm not recommending this as the only English translation. And by the way, once it comes out of the Arabic language into English, it's suspect right away. But I am sure Just like I could tell you that, you know, just about any standard translation of the Bible, you're going to get the truth out of it. You'll have some little problems here and there, but you'll get the truth that you need. Same with Quran. Any translation of Quran is going to give you the basic thing that you need. So I recommend to you Usama Duckduck. That's not Osama, but Usama. U-S-A-M-A Duckduck. D-A-K-D-O-K. I want you to send him a note and send him a request. Now you can go online and Google him and do it online if you want. And I hope you will just order this Quran. We're going to work through it together, you and me. Now I did it once before, teaching you the whole Quran. I'm not doing the whole Quran right now, but I want to take you through and show you these war passages and why they're there and a couple other principles remind you about. And I think it'll be very helpful in these days. But you can contact him by writing him at P.O. Box 244, Venice, Florida, V-E-N-I-C-E, like the European city, Venice, Florida, 34284-0244. And I hope you will do that. Get in touch with him. You won't find, I don't think, any other translation of the Quran that has a Protestant commentary as it goes through. Every several verses, you'll see another title, and a little explanation, and it's all Christian in the explanations all the way through. It's a very, very helpful book. Enough said. I'm not selling things for him, but I really want you to get this book. But I'll help you out with it as we go along. All right. That was introductory. Next time, we will actually get into the introductions to this Quran and then go through various verses as I explain. It's very important that we know what's going on in our world. Amen? Amen. Don't forget what we said at the beginning from the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Verse 16, be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves.